All right, hi, welcome back. Attorney Steve Vondran here. Welcome to another exciting episode of Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve, intellectual property law. All right, I'm going to talk today a little bit about the metaverse, okay? So I think most people by now know that Facebook is adopting a name called Metaverse. There is this new concept called Metaverse. I don't think most people get what it is. And it's pretty interesting, and I'm just kind of stepping my toes into the water, just checking it out as this is growing and developing. And I do think it's going to develop. I posted a video on my YouTube channel just the other day, attorneystevevideos.com, attorneystevevideos.com. And I walked people through the super world, okay? It's this metaverse. And everything is basically tied into the blockchain, okay? If you just think about blockchain, the best I can tell you is it's like a ledger, okay? It's like a digital ledger that you can't really change. It's really difficult to change a transaction. But things get recorded on the blockchain in little blocks or strings of blocks, and it becomes, you know, kind of this public record of a transaction that occurred, okay? So that's the blockchain. So this is these metaverse are these sites that are building off the blockchain. Okay, so there's lots of different companies that are arising out of the blockchain. They're basically building off the blockchain. Like cryptocurrency is really just currency. That's the transactions are recorded on the blockchain. NFTs, you may have heard a lot about, non-fungible tokens. What are these? These are like nothing more than digital art. And the sale, the transaction, gets recorded on the blockchain. So you may have heard of Ethereum blockchain. That's probably the biggest. And so your transactions are recorded, and an NFT, the whole concept is you own the original. Like, there may be thousands of copies running around on the internet, but hey, everybody, I own the original. That may have value for you, that may not. Maybe there's value down the road. I don't know. I used to collect baseball cards, and I didn't make a whole lot of money off it, except I sold a Robin Yount card, Milwaukee Brewers. I sold about 8 of those. I had some of his rookie cards, and when I was a kid, I got about 12, 13 bucks for them, so it was fun for me. But that was about all I ever made on trading cards, except I sold my whole collection at the end. But the NFTs are very similar. So now what's popping up are these metaverse platforms like Decentraland, like The Sandbox, like Superworld. And the reason I'm pointing these out is they're actually selling like digital real estate. Okay, digital real estate, they are like Superworld. They have cut up the world into something like 62 billion plots, about a size of a block each, if you can believe that. And you can go buy, and it's not cheap, you can go buy land in there. And I heard that Nike's getting in there, you know. I heard there was a $2.4 million sale in there. I heard that a government was getting in there. So it's really interesting, especially for you bigger companies that go, hey, you know, are we willing to make a different kind of investment and go into one of these platforms, purchase everything through like crypto coins, again, tied to the blockchain. So everything is recorded. It's just like, you know, like a deed of trust to your house. It's all recorded. I think there's going to be a lot of legal issues popping up. But, and so I do think people that are going in early are taking a risk. For example, what if I went in and I wanted to buy Fenway Park? Let's assume that it's not sold. Fenway Park, baseball park in Boston. What if I, you know, spend $1 million, let's just take an example, and I bought Fenway Park that was cut up on one of these platforms into a little grid. Is Boston Red Sox going to sue me? Am I some kind of cyber squatter or land squatter? You know, it's a really weird concept. When you buy real estate, do you get the virtual rights? I think this is something new and some things that will be worked out by real estate lawyers, technology lawyers, maybe even myself in there someday, who knows. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about this and kind of what's going on. You should probably check it out for yourself. And I had somebody post a response on my video. And he said, oh, you know, this is just hooey. It's just a bunch of hype and dye, pump and dump. And, you know, people assign value and it's only valuable because people are assigning value. And I basically responded, yes, that's a good point. But isn't that the way of the world? Like, a house is only worth what people say it's worth. You know, a neighborhood is only as good as the neighborhood, how things are going. You know, what's a baseball card worth? You know, you could buy a Honus Wagner card for $1 million. Is it worth $1 million? I don't know. It is because somebody says it is. Is a domain name worth $1 million? One of the companies, Crypto.com, bought a domain for $14 million. Is it worth $14 million? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So it's really interesting, but I would check out this metaverse. I'm going to be doing some more podcasts and videos as time goes on. I'm interested in the copyright and the trademark issues inside the metaverse. What kind of copyright trademark issues are we going to have inside this virtual reality? Okay, so that's what I'm interested in, and I find it fascinating from an intellectual property lawyer standpoint. So I'm going to continue to report on it. So if you want to call it Hui, you can call it Hui. But these companies are building, they're selling, and as I said, one of the platforms I read that you can't even get a plot of real estate, digital virtual real estate, under $10,000. So to say, well, it's all hooey and this and that, you know, it's just like probably one day people thought Facebook was hooey, you know. Oh, you just, what is it? It's a digital scrapbook. Okay, you go on and post your photos. Look at them now, okay? So anyway, I just wanted to give you that technology lawyer, something to think about. And if you have any legal issues that pops up in regard to copyright, trademark, or the metaverse, virtual currency, blockchain, give us a call. Let's take a look. I mean, like I said, a lot of this is new territory. A lot of this doesn't have any laws to really address this new technology, which is typical. But anyway, give us a call. You know where to find us, on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Have a great day. Got to run. And check it all out. Check it all out. Let me know what you think. If you like this podcast, feel free to share it on your social media networks. Thanks a lot. Bye now.